Hello everyone, it's George from Ireland. Thank you for coming back to the channel. Well, I just read the news that Tony Martin has been called to his reward. So Mr. Martin was briefly famous in 1999 because he shot dead someone who was burgling his house in the middle of the night. So Mr. Martin was a bachelor farmer living in a remote Norfolk farmhouse, and he'd been burgled several times over the years. And indeed, one of his neighbors had been murdered by the burglars. So Mr. Martin had a shotgun, which was licensed. Two people broke into his house in the middle of the night, and Martin got a shotgun out, fearing for his life. Are they coming to kill him, as his neighbor had been murdered? The lights are out, and then he opened fire on one of the burglars and killed the burglar. Now, the burglar, Fred Barras, turned out to be 16 years old. Now, obviously, I would prefer that burglars are not killed or physically harmed. I prefer that they don't commit burglary in the first instance. There's no death penalty in the United Kingdom, and I don't want there to be. But this was obviously not the case of him carrying out a judicial execution. So there he is, fearing for his life. Now the people haven't actually touched him. Are they armed? Are they not? He didn't know. He's in the dark, and in his panic, he opened fire. As it happened, Fred Barras and his accomplice were retreating at the time. Now, young Barras, he already had 16 convictions apparently when he was killed, and of course, the death of a teenager is tragic, including if he's committing burglary at the time, because he wouldn't want him to be killed or physically hurt. Probably had to be some judicial punishment. I'm not particularly harsh. I'm not a sort of hanger and a flogger person, but I don't want to be unfair to Tony Martin as well. And in that situation, how would I feel if I'm alone? Is it two burglars? Is it three? Is it 10? I don't actually know. Are they armed? Maybe I'm not going to take that risk and open fire. If it doesn't kill them, it might wound the person, it might just scare them off. What I would want in that situation is not to kill someone, to wound someone, is I want them to go away and leave me in peace. So I'm no longer in danger. So Tony Martin shot dead this person, and the other burglar was Brendan Fearon. Anyway, so Mr. Martin, he was charged with murder, and very controversially, he was found guilty of murder and jailed, but that was later reduced to manslaughter. Should he even have got a manslaughter conviction for that incident, which occurred on the 20th of August 1999? And his farmhouse was appositely named Bleak House. Just like the Charles Dickens novel. So the pair of burglars had come all the way from Nottinghamshire to Norfolk, because they happened to know they're fairly valuable antiques there. So it was as they'd thought about doing it, right? So Mr. Fearon, he was wounded, survived, and he had an extensive criminal record as well. So there's this very contentious case of R and Martin. So in Regina against Martin. Mr. Martin's barrister entered a defense of self-defense, but that didn't work. And the prosecutors successfully argued that Mr. Martin had anticipated them, there was malice aforethought, he was waiting for them, and so on. So there were those who regarded him as a hero, people saying he ought to be granted a knighthood for services to the community, and so on. So it was initially 10 year sentence. But he was released after 3 years, partly because there was ground manslaughter because of diminished responsibility. He wasn't re fully responsible for his actions, they said, because they adjudged he had paranoid personality disorder. So he set at liberty in 2003. And indeed, I went and I saw him address the Oxford Union Society. And I think when someone asked him some very discourteous questions, said, "Well, you have the experience, and let me know you how get on. How would you feel? You're alone in the house, miles from anywhere. People but break in the dark. What are you going to do? Would you not do the maximum to defend yourself?" I can't remember which judge said it in some other case that detached reflection is not expected in face of an uplifted knife. The thing is, because obviously there is self-defense, but it's got to be reasonable and proportionate. But how much is reasonable and proportionate when you don't really know the threat level against you? Yeah. So we can't expect people to calibrate this exactly when they're simply going to react. It might be reflexive, so that there's not time to weigh the exact level of force you're going to use. It can't be grossly excessive. And I suppose in the circumstances, I would say that it wasn't grossly excessive. So that is Tony Martin. I do feel sorry for him. I probably wouldn't have jailed him at all, but I wasn't a juror. I didn't hear the whole case to vote guilty or not guilty, or even who was convicted, the judge to rule how much he should be given. But there was this compulsory life sentence for murder. The trouble is, life almost never means life. Even the most grievous murders, they're usually released a little bit early. So that's it. So and the local police station, Wisbeach, had been turned up. So he was highly eccentric, kept himself to himself, so made an unlikely poster boy for his case. I mean, there are those who argue that if you burgle someone, you leave your rights at the door. Okay, that they can use anything, the person to defend himself, herself. I mean, in the United States, there's a stand your ground law. I don't know if it's in every state. But some people say, well, the trouble is, saying the burglar leaves their rights at the door, what if it's just a child who wanders in or something like that? Or those who go scrumping, that's different. I suppose that's in a garden, that's not actually in a residence. If there's a residence overnight, that's a little bit different. But it would certainly have a major deterrent effect on those who'd go housebreaking. So Sir Tony Martin had been called to his reward, died of a stroke, so I read. So he was a lifelong bachelor, which is why he was living alone. His mother had lived with him and died some years earlier. Goodness. So he was well known by lots of other people. He was a rather strange character. That doesn't make him a bad person. He was scrupulously honest. He could have lied and weakened the case against himself. So there are those who regarded him as a martyr. So he felt very sad when he was finally set free. I think he lost everything. He was sleeping in his car for a while. He suffered a terrible declension in his health. So that is Sir Tony Martin. There's the Crime and Courts Act has amended the law. There's now this householder's defence to use reasonable force against an intruder, and that it was partly the Martin case which led to this amendment to the law. So what do you think? Should he be adulated, the late Tony Martin, or should he be castigated as saying that he murdered a child, and so forth? Though I lament what happened to Tony Martin, I also lament what happened to that young Fred Barras. Okay, he done some bad things. He didn't deserve to be killed. We should really people should really only you should really only use deadly force if you think your life is in danger, which presumably Mr. Martin did. And there's that legal question of whether he reasonably and honestly believed his life to be in imminent danger or danger of a severe injury, in which case killing someone would be proportionate. Evola's sunglasses, RIP. Okay, so that's your name on this system, but you're saying requiescat in pace, Tony Martin. Thank you for watching the channel. Make sure you subscribe on Patreon, donate PayPal, georgecallahan79@gmail.com. Goodbye.